there are still people that say to me, haven't voted yet, and I really don't know what this whole constitutional amendment is. Craig, you know a little bit on that constitutional amendment. Can you help us break that down and unpack it?
Sure. As I understand it, the amendment has that as its goal to stop the practice of the state government stealing from earmarked funds to use in the general budget.
Seems like a good idea.
It certainly promotes a certain amount of accountability. I mean, Americans in general are very comfortable with moderate taxation if they know where the money is supposed to be spent and they trust that the money will be spent the way that they've been told it will be spent.
So would a yes vote bring people a little more governmental accountability?
It would. And it's also something of a blow to the Democratic majority because they want to have the flexibility to manage the funds in the way they want to and the way that they have been for quite some time, mm-hmm. which is to borrow when they want to.
What does a no vote get you?
Well, it does remove future budget flexibility. I mean, ideally, if we have government that we trust and that governs with the people's best interests in mind, then they should have the ability in special circumstances to conduct short-term fund transfers from one fund to another so that we don't have individualized suffering from a program that gets cut or something like that. The problem is that we just don't have a reason to trust the established government that we have. There's just been too many decades even of fiscal mismanagement.
Megan?
And there's some issues with the wording in terms of, so all constitutional amendments tend to be a little vague. So there's probably going to be some court battles because this basically says that money that's been earmarked for transportation needs to be used for transportation. Well, right now there's money that's earmarked for transportation that's been used for natural resources, so for managing state parks, for instance. And there's questions about whether or not that money can be used within state parks. And some people who are for this amendment are saying that it can be used for state parks because if as long as it's used to maintain roads and trails, then it's still in line with this. But there are other people who would probably take a more literal reading of this and say, when I'm thinking transportation, I'm thinking state roads for people to travel on, and I'm not thinking more recreational purposes. So there's probably going to be some concern about whether or not money that's pseudo-transportation is actually still fair game, or if agencies that have been relying on some of this transportation money for probably years are now going to have to try to figure out how they're going to budget for the future.
So if I cast a yes vote on this, what do you think I'm gaining as a taxpayer?
By voting yes for this amendment, you're kind of leaning more in that delegate model. And as Craig alluded to, it's signifying that basically you do trust your government less and you want them to have less flexibility and less leeway in how they choose to spend money. And so if you're looking for accountability, if you're looking for making sure that the money is being spent exactly how you want it to be spent, then a yes vote makes sense. If you are concerned, though, that agencies that have typically relied on this money are now going to suffer in a state that already has budget crisis, or if you're thinking about the fact that you are now putting pressure on politicians who are already really pressured in terms of their concerned about keeping their jobs, now they're doubly concerned about keeping their jobs. So you're really keeping them in their lanes and they're not having any flexibility to try to innovate or to create or to come up with new ideas and maybe borrow money as seed money for a new program. You really are tightening the handcuffs on them. So you don't get that ability to generate new programs or new ideas or try funding things in new ways. So it really depends on your perspective on how you feel about government.
So in the meantime, IDNR has said that they will sit tight until after Election Day to determine what they're going to do budgetarily for that line item that they've been using those transportation funds for. If the constitutional amendment passes, they're going to have to do something different.
I was a little surprised that IDNR refuses to essentially give voters information on how this is going to impact them and are essentially kicking the can and waiting for this vote to happen and then are going to say, well, this is how it's going to impact us. So I think that's kind of a cheat on IDNR's part because this is going to have an impact on them.
Certainly.
Well, you have to understand, in Illinois, there are leaders who hold grudges. Seriously, you can't just openly oppose or come out in favor of something unless you understand how that might impact your ability to seek something in the legislature at another point in time.
I get the sense, though I could be wrong about this, that no matter whether you cast a yes vote or a no vote, there could be downsides that are yet unseen. So in the whole scheme of things on the constitutional amendment, is it still a question or no?
I have no idea how that's going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
Constitutional questions are always a little hard. They're affected by a context effect if there's a bunch of other things on the ballot. I lived out west for a while, and there are always 80,000 things on the ballot. And sometimes the fact that something was on the ballot affected the outcome in another. Here we don't really have that, but we have this sort of phantom out there of the Fair Map Amendment that was struck down is not
right
there. There might be some people who say, you know what, you're not giving me my chance to have a say here. I'm going to strike a blow at what I think are the establishment interests on this.
Right. Just general distrust in government, plus the fact that a lot of people don't like the candidates for president, for instance, and that's the first race on the ballot. When you go into the voting booth with I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils mentality, which is what a lot of people are saying mm-hmm. is how they're approaching this election, and then you get down to this constitutional amendment, or if you see this first and you've already come in knowing I'm not super excited about voting, you're probably not willing to give government a big leash. So I wouldn't be surprised if it passes just because people, particularly in a state like Illinois, are not a big fan of their state government. Mm-hmm. And so this would be a way of putting a check on it.
We stay tuned to November 8th, the evening of, don't we, on that one. Thank you both for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Thank you.